With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, reminding you to go to RadioAlice.com. Get entered for your shot at winning tickets to the NorCal Ski and Snowboard Festival, November 5th through the 7th at Pier 35. It includes four lift tickets to Palisades, Homewood, Bear Valley, and China Peak, and nice. A pack back.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. Okay, a bunch of stuff. Real quick, I'll run through. Brian Laundrie, the fiance of Gabby Petito, who we believe murdered her, has been found dead. It's official. They used his dental records or something to identify him. More info will come out on that, as he apparently was found with some belongings, including a journal that was wet. So they're going to let it dry. There's also a bunch of other shady stuff about this.
Oh.
That leads to his parents and more, but we're going to let all that play out as fact before we report it. So let's just move on. Okay, COVID boosters are coming, everyone, real soon. So this means it looks like they're going to get cleared for the age 5 to 11 set any minute. And you're also going to be looking at that booster, the third shot, I should say, or in some cases the second if you got the Johnson & Johnson. They're clearing those now. So I'm going to make my appointment as soon as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to have mine before I go to Hawaii on Thanksgiving.
Well, right. That would be great.
I just want to really be as careful as possible. And everybody else, you do you. I understand. Some of you might be like, what are you, crazy? We were talking about Tesla a lot earlier, about the cars and about the
charging
power
stations right.
that they've got in all kinds of different locations. I have a story now about Big Sur. Gas there just hit $7.59 a gallon, which is the most expensive in the country.
And
now look, Big Sur is hard to get to.
Yeah.
As you know, they've had fires and road washouts. And,
yep.
Big Sur is a jewel, in my opinion, of the state of California, but it's had some troubles. And I'm guessing because gas is hard to get to that area, it's extra expensive.
It's right. They, you know. It's not $7.59
a gallon.
Wow.
Yikes. That said, I just want to point this out to everyone who's looking towards Tesla as the great relief and the environmental savior. We have to be able to get power from PG&E to be able to charge those cars. And for example, here at my house, we've lost just in 2022 or 2021, this year. We've lost power 7 times for a total of 26 days.
Holy cow, Ben.
So, I couldn't buy a Tesla if I wanted to because I can't depend on the power grid where I live. And I don't see how that's going to get better until they make grid improvements.
Right.
And I don't mean the kind where they go, we'll just check the line and turn you back on. I mean, like, somehow be able to keep power running to people's homes so they can charge their cars.
Well, it is making people opt toward solar power roofs that are compatible with that, with a solar backup, that kind of thing. But again, it's a lot of hoops to jump through. And really what you want is something you can count on. And it's funny because as much as I'm excited to get a Tesla and I've had an electric car actually for years, knowing that we have a gas car also is comforting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a backup. I think that that's going to end up being mandatory unless there's a real change about how, because these power outages just didn't start. We had brownouts when on my first time in town here. So what were the years there? That would have been 97 to 2001, whatever that was. There were brownouts then.
Yep.
So this isn't
the
new.
The rolling brownouts.
Uh-huh. And it's not new, and it's definitely not getting better, at least as of yet. So I hope it does, but these Teslas aren't going to be an option for me or many people like me who find themselves going
7 days. And I mean, 7 times in 26 days, it is, it's outrageous.
Well, and so I bought a generator and we were working with it and it's fine. It's okay. It's not stoked, but I can't get a Tesla. That just is not.
Unless you want to spend a lot of time at Whole Foods.
Yeah. I have to go to work. I just have to. There's
no
option.
You get a charger at work. So, tell them you need a special rig for down there.
Yeah, they'll set that up. No
yeah, problem. They'll set that right up for you.
Right. Scottish accent's been voted the sexiest in the UK as
the Scottish brogue.
You like it?
I do. I can't really do a brogue. Like, it's like Irish, but it's a wee bit more of a roll of the tongue. It's where the McIntoshes are from, as opposed to the O'Connells.
No. Okay, well, the Scots came out on top.
I like
it. So, that's fun.
Find me someone talking in a Scottish brogue, Brittany. Let's hear that.
I was going to say Jamie from Outlander.
All right, Jamie from Outlander. Of course, he's a Scot. He's a Scotsman.
They have all these other, you know, accents. This, again, is from the UK. Essex was the least attractive. I have no idea what that accent sounds like when you compare it to Leeds, Birmingham, or Cockney.
Oh,
or
funny.
Scouser?
Well, there's
know.
One that does like, a, they don't say ours. They say, like, I'll tell you a story. It's a wonderful story about a house that we all lived in. It's really. I don't know if that's the Essex one, but there are a lot of little weird ones.
Well, Scott,
upstairs, downstairs, they had a weird one too, where like instead of a th, they do like a th, like a wha. It was weird, like a baby.
Upstairs,
kind
downstairs.
Of thing.
What's that?
Oh, you never saw that on like PBS? It was like a. No, it's a, like a soap opera about
I never
these maids and people who worked for this rich family. It's kind of like Downton Abbey, except it was not as good.
Anybody?
Everybody?
Anybody?
Really? Nobody? It was like
anybody?
You can still watch it on Masterpiece Classic or whatever it is. Upstairs, downstairs? No.
No.
I'm the only one, huh?
No.
Well, I've had a long love of the English. I'm an Anglophile.
In a new poll of more than 7,000 American adults, almost 20% admit to having ghosted someone they've dated.
Oh, sure. Even back in the days before you had all kinds of ways to get a hold of someone, you'd stop. You'd check the caller ID on your phone. No thanks. I don't feel
19%
like
admit, again, almost 20% admit to ghosting a friend.
Oh, we've talked about that on The Secret Show recently.
Yes,
a few
we
times.
Have. And 10% have ghosted a family member. Just this is ghosting, if you're not familiar, is just going poof. Just no response. And
no
reason.
Longer available to you.
No excuse, no nothing. Right. You just
I don't even have time to make an excuse to you. I can't stand you. I'm ghosting you.
On the other side of things, again, almost that 20% say, yeah, they've been ghosted. Mm. They were dating someone, thought they were it was good, and then
boom. I'm over you.
I kind of get it. If you've only been on a couple dates, I don't necessarily know that you need to say to someone, I don't feel like
the
we're
talk.
A good match. And so it's unkind, you know?
Well, it's kinder to say that than it is to ghost. But it's easier to ghost.
That's for sure, right.
Than it is to say that.
And even more people have been ghosted by a friend than have actually done the ghosting. So that's interesting that people, this seems to happen to people. And not surprisingly, millennials and Gen Z are far more likely to have ghosted someone or have been ghosted than people in their 50s and up.
You know, I think the lesson in all this is if you suspect you've been ghosted, you've been ghosted, you need to let it go. It's a thing that happens to people, and continually calling them or sitting outside their house going, oh, I think there's something wrong with your phone. No, you've been ghosted. Accept it. It's hard. It's hard to swallow a pill like that sometimes, but...
I've never understood the people who want to know why about any of stuff like that. I just don't get that.
Of course, everybody wants to know why. You know, is it something I could change? Is it something I did? No, it's me, not you. Are you sure?
You're going to walk right into that bullet. You just want to hear that.
Because I think you're so perfect.
You want that.
Yeah, well, people are gluttons for punishment, and they want to know why because they need answers because they love you so much.
So I could change it.
That's not what happens.
I think we can
fix get your curiosity, but what you're really doing is just putting your...
It's self-harm. Yep.
Yeah, you are harming yourself by allowing someone else to tell you what's wrong with you in their opinion.
Right.
I would say to them, that's your opinion, punk. I don't need to hear you talking to me like that. Get on down the road. I'll go do something else. It's fine.
Well, you're a good guy to ghost, frankly.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to go looking for answers.
Right.
Although I haven't done that much and people haven't done that to me much. So I haven't experienced it the way it seems like some people are constantly going, sheesh. Mm-hmm.
Well, people need closure. People need to know why. We're very curious as humans.
Budweiser.
Need to know what that's about. Oh, yes. Are they, in fact, the king of beers or
they
what?
They are.
Then?
They're still, they call themselves that and they continue to be that. As I look at the state. The states in the United States, Budweiser wins most of them. Lone Star won Texas.
Oh,
and frankly, weirdly, there's a few Bud Lights in there. So, you know, that's still Budweiser.
Yep.
A couple states were won by Coors Light, but man, Budweiser won a lot.
Why? Zer.
A couple weird ones. In Illinois, it's Goose Island. Never heard of them. You know Goose Island?
I don't. I didn't know Lone Star either, though. So,
well, Lone Star sounds very specific to Texas, so
I'm
not
does.
Particularly
surprised. Maybe you can't even get it anywhere else.
What? Oh, that wasn't Texas, was it?
What?
I'm trying to think. What was the beer? Remember in the first season of True Detective when Matthew McConaughey is drinking beers and making little...
Toys out of them.
People. Stuff out of the pull tabs.
They were in Louisiana, so I don't... Can you look up what flavor of beer that was?
It doesn't matter. Texas guy. Maybe he used...
Hey, what does it say about Louisiana? What's their favorite beer?
What's Louisiana? Let me see.
Maybe it's that beer.
Abita? Abita. A-B-I-T-A. Abita.
Abita.
Then Bud Light, Heineken, Budweiser, and Stella.
I think it's Lone Star.
Oh, he was really drinking Lone Star in Louisiana.
That's it!
Oh, it is! It's Lone Star!
Oh my God! Look at me go!
Oh my God.
You need to give me $50 right now.
Yeah. I'm not giving you any money.
Come on!
You know what's funny? If you had asked me what color those cans were, I would have said they were green and white. The ones he was playing with. I should watch that season again. What a master... I remember thinking to myself, TV... is amazing. Who knew?
Knew it.
It's big. You did
it. Somebody out there, send me $50. Come on.
Would you stop asking
for
money?
Talk about a pull. Jeez. I like to win prizes. Sheesh. Anyway.
You should go to RadioAlice.com. We have all kinds of great contests going on there.
Oh, I'll do that right after the show.
You are ineligible to win.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Dos Equis won Arizona, but a lot of the states... Budweiser's the number one beer out there, so go. Delaware's Dogfish Head.
Dogfish Head?
Illinois' Goose Island. Head.
Yeah, we looked up Goose Island.
Big Boss Stacy, Goose Island, huh? She's a Chicago gal, right?
Yeah, she must know about it.
Louisiana, as I said, was a Abita or whatever that is. But Budweiser just wins state after state. Massachusetts... Budweiser.
My dad loves Budweiser. That's his. He'll go for a Corona if he has to, if they don't have a Bud, but he wants a Bud long neck.
Weirdly.
Same as my grandma. Mm.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Your grandma's a Budweiser girl?
She has two beers a night.
Oh.
And they're both Budweisers.
Yeah. She'll drink a Corona, but she prefers her Bud.
Is your grandma, is she his Latina?
Yes.
And she prefers a Bud?
It's a long hit family thing. Huh. And yeah, she prefers a bud. She always has.
Huh.
Yeah. And tequila. Right.
My dad was a Schlitz guy growing up. I remember drinking out of his ice cold Schlitz can when I was a little girl.
Rhode Island is something called Narragansett.
Oh, yeah, Narragansett.
You know that beer?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Cheap.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, anyway, there you go. Budweiser wins the most states in the top beer of choice.
Winning.
Among the people that live there. So that's always nice to know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent us. We love hearing from you, by the way, and appreciate the time that you take to send us things. Unfortunately, we don't seem to have a lot of time to read them back or as much as we'd like. My 16-year-old was ghosted last year by her best friend, with school not even in session.
That's hard. Girls can be really brutal to each other. When you're out, you're out.
It starts young too, by the way. Uh-huh. I have seen that in preschool and was just like, I just want to clunk all you kids' heads together. What are you kidding me? You're like actually freezing people out. And my kid was part of it too. It was one day it's her and then the next time it's she's like, oh, it's not me this time. I'm joining in. It's great. That's just great.
Terrible.
Anyway, we've had to have some talks about that. It's not good. Goose Island and Abita are craft beers. Ooh, so they're not
fancy
big names. Sierra Nevada made our list, which I thought, oh, that's good. I mean, that was one of the original craft brews, right?
It feels that way. It was certainly one of the first IPAs I ever tried. That's an IPA. I haven't drank that in a long time.
I don't even know what that stuff, that those all that different types of stuff.
Came out after you were an alcoholic, yeah. I say.
Ghosting is cowardly, says 925. Yeah.
It's easier. Yeah, we're lazy. It's easy. And I'm afraid of confrontation, so I'm going to take the coward's way.
Last year, I was visiting a friend in Washington State. She opened her power bill, which contained a refund check for the power Washington had sold to California. Mm. Oh, good for you.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, it's so strange to watch Tesla take over, and we're all celebrating going to electric power vehicles. Meanwhile, PG&E can't supply our homes as they stand now, much less when we all add the super fast chargers to our Teslas.
I'm getting solar. This is the end of that. I can't.
God.
Oh, my God. Hey, speaking of Tesla, Tesla charging stations, they're everywhere. Find out more after the
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.